Hello, and welcome back to Tea with Tracy, coming to you spilling relevant tips, trends, and talk in all things real estate, home ownership, and community related. Well, I know it's been a little bit of a while. It's been a while since I've been here. I've been on a little bit of a hiatus, and I have a guest here today to help explain one of the reasons why I have been on that hiatus. So joining me today is Joey Tysik. Joey of ONTV, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. I was going to try to play this. Now, you know, this is, I'm a little rusty to begin with, but let's see. I don't know if you can hear this. Let's
yep.
see.
Yeah.
Right, right. So it's been almost 4 years that I've been doing this podcast, but I did take a little bit of a hiatus, but I'm back.
Yeah.
Here I am. And I'll be starting a new series next week. I'm going to have on some local business owners and entrepreneurs, just talking about how they got started and maybe provide some inspiration for those who want to start their own business. But a couple of things that I've been doing this fall. One is I found a new love in substitute teaching.
Awesome.
There's a special education center here in Lake Orion, and I spend a lot of time there, and I love it. But another thing that I found that I have a kind of a love-hate relationship
it's a toxic relationship, that's for sure.
It is very toxic, and that is fantasy football.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we're to blame.
Yes, you are to blame. You invited me this summer to join the ONTV Fantasy Football League.
Yep.
You are the commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that like? Because this is the first year that I have had anything to do with fantasy football. So as the commissioner, what specifically are your duties?
I just, for the most part, I try to stand off a little bit as a commissioner, but I just make sure, I try to make sure that everybody remembers to set their lineups as best as possible. I just kind of go over and I make sure that the league is set up and invite people in. And like I said, I don't really do a whole lot, but if I need to, I can. I have commissioner powers that I can change lineups around if I really wanted to be devious, but I wouldn't do that.
Well, and you had to get us all like together, right? And you had to, you know, get who was going to be playing and have so many players. And we did a draft back at the end of August, and that was fun. That was my first experience. Although I came to the studio, I thought we were all just getting together to like draft, and you're like, oh, we're doing it on camera. I'm like, what?
We're a TV studio. Yeah, we have to make everything a show.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking. and then you and Joe Johnson here have had the fantasy football podcast, and each week went through, you know, what was happening in our league and also in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to that religiously because I needed all the help I could get.
Yeah. And we're hoping next year that we're going to do some stuff leading up to the draft to help out those people that like are new that don't really understand how drafting works and things like that. Cause it's a little tricky at first to get used to.
Oh, well, yeah. I came in not really knowing what to expect. And we used one of the apps is Yahoo, and we used that app, and Yahoo likes to give you a rating as to how you drafted, and I got an F. So I got an F. Yahoo basically bashed me and said, you don't know what you're doing. Why are you here? Yeah.
But then you followed that up with like six straight wins to start the season. So.
I did. I luckily learned that you could hit the waiver wire and you could pick up some different players and drop others. And so, especially in those first few weeks, I did make a lot of changes and, and it kind of, I kind of got hooked. So, so that's how I spent my free time instead of, getting together my guests and producing my show and putting it out. I was setting lineups and researching players for fantasy football. So.
It is a grind we're super competitive. So you're doing research, you're watching all the games, but it makes football Sundays that much more enjoyable.
It really does. I've always loved football, but really up until this year, I couldn't have told you like maybe one or two players on the Lions, right? The home team. But other than that, like players, no idea. Stats, you know, how they performed, no idea. So this was really all new for me, but yeah, like you said, the competitive spirit came out, and I was like, all right, I'm going to find out what I need to do.
And we don't compete for anything but bragging rights.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing on the line. I know there's a lot of these fantasy leagues, and people pay good money. Like,
yeah, a couple of my other leagues.
Some of your others. I was not in any of those. It was probably for good reason. But,
yeah, you work your way up there.
Eventually. Well, we'll see. I'm not much of a gambler to begin with.
Okay, that's fair.
So for fun, I'm all about the titles. So the title is good.
Right,
although I did not receive the title. Yes, as you mentioned, I started off strong, but I quickly started to fall in the rankings. And somebody else who, although didn't start low, you know, definitely climbed up.
I had my ups and downs.
You, but I feel like you benefited from, because early on in the season, though, one of the things I did not know is with this waiver wire, right? So there's players that you can pick up, but depending on where you were ranked, the lower you are, the sooner you get to pick up a player. So if there's a good player that's sitting out there on the bench, if you're ranked lower, you're going to get him before somebody else. And because I was sitting at number one, I got last pick and most of the time did not get who I was originally hoping for. But
and that happens. That happened to me in my other league too, where, you know, you start the season off so strong and then you get one injury or two injuries and then you have to replace somebody, but other people have priority. So you have to like dig deeper and it gets tough.
Yeah. Yep. Well, so I brought you on, not just because you're the commissioner and the one who brought me in and the reason I haven't done my podcast in a while, but you are also the ONTV Fantasy Football Champion for the 2023 season. Yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, if I knew where it was, I'd play like the applause for you.
Oh! Right. Yeah.
So
it was a lot of fun. I got to take down my wife in the championship game.
I know. That was kind of fun because we got down to what was it, the quarterfinals, and it was looking like it could either be you versus Joe Johnson or you versus Marie, your wife. And it was a husband
and wife. I'll take either matchup there. It'll be fun.
You're like, bring it.
Yeah.
Well, I know on the Fantasy Football podcast, you had Marie on one week and she was like, bring it.
Yeah, she's super competitive. Yeah. That's kind of how our relationship works. We also played each other in our ESPN league. And I hate to say it, she didn't play in the championship, but we played earlier in the year. And she beat me pretty bad. But I also won our ESPN league, too. So
it
was a pretty big, pretty big year for me. I lost in my big league, so I play in three leagues.
Okay.
So I got two out of three, which is one of the best years I've had.
That is fantastic. So, well, congratulations.
Thanks.
So, I'm going to be – you're going to have to share your notes for next season.
I'll try.
You're like, no.
I mean, I like when people are into it and I can give advice and stuff. And the hardest thing, though, is to not take too much advice.
Right. Yeah. Some of it, because I know there are weeks where I went with my gut, or there were weeks where I tried to think it through a little bit too much and didn't go with my gut, and then my gut was right. And
I get burned a lot is I start to think too far into it and I get too deep into it. If you talk to Joe, he'll tell you all the mistakes I've ever made.
Joe's over here. Well, Joey. So with my family, we do this survivor pool. Mm-hmm. And for those who don't know, like it's for the NFL, for football as well. But each week you have to pick just who you think is going to win, you know, no players or anything. And so you were actually my football Yoda, I guess, for that
for a little while.
Well, it worked quite. I mean, it's the farthest that I've ever made it in the survivor pool. So and you know, you'd give me the information and then it was up to me to make the choice. And one fateful week, I did not make the right choice. So I actually consulted with one of the students at school as well. And so I kind of went with his advice. Won't name any names, So it's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I do think at one point that I said, I'm done with this and I'm never doing this again. But let's be real. I will be back next season.
Yeah. And you're going to want to be better than ever. So
that's right.
Now that's how we get you.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing my research and but hopefully I can find a way to balance so that I can still come to you at Tea with Tracy and also participate in fantasy football. So it really was a lot of fun. So
I'm glad that you had fun. That is the most important thing.
I did have fun.
As much as fantasy can be frustrating.
And trust me, there were days. Although I would say the first loss I knew was coming, and actually it was your wife who took me out. Hmm. So week 7, that was my first loss, but I knew it was coming just with my lineup, and she's had a pretty solid team. Mm-hmm. So she was a really tough one to beat. So it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. But I think probably my favorite part, not just like being able to watch the games, was that you and Joe and I, sometimes a couple others, but there's a group chat that you can get on and that's kind of fun because then it feels like you're watching the game with other people and, you know, some of the not really trash talk so much, but you guys, I could ask you questions and be like, right. well, why this? What's going on? And get my questions answered. So,
yeah.
So it was a lot of fun.
Awesome.
So, but, well, anything that you want to say as the champion of two different fantasy football leagues, or any advice that you can give to those of us that, you know, we're new to all of this?
Yeah. I would say take a little time off. Enjoy it. Because the draft happens in April, the actual NFL draft.
Okay.
And at least in the last couple of years, rookies have been very, very good, especially wide receivers. We saw a lot this year. Yeah. This is a big quarterback class coming in as well.
Okay.
So if you want to get really into the nitty gritty, watch the draft, see where players go.
Okay.
And basically, as soon as the draft is over, I start watching fantasy football podcasts all summer long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So this is.
But make sure to take your time off, because.
Yeah. This is a big commitment.
Sometimes I get too invested.
This is a relationship. I did not realize how serious it was when I got into it. So.
Well, I mean, realistically, you could wait till probably August if you really wanted to.
And cram.
Yeah.
Kind of like I did in college. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah. Go for it.
So, all right. Well, I'll keep that in mind, though. April, pay attention. And
I would say the draft is one that's kind of important to watch to see where players go, because that could influence a lot of things.
Okay, so. Okay.
Then take some time off. Enjoy the summer.
Yes, I'll play some pickleball.
There you go. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Joey.
Thanks
for joining me. Thanks again for bringing me in. And and thank you all for tuning in. I'm back, Tea with Tracy. So we're going to have a great series coming for you in the upcoming weeks. So be sure to tune in. Thanks. See ya.